Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Energy Bus Field Guide by John Gordon is a practical companion to his well-known business parable about overcoming negativity and creating a culture of positive energy. Rather than retelling the story, this guide focuses on application, how individuals, leaders, and teams can translate the book's central principles into daily behaviors, conversations, and habits that improve performance and relationships. The field guide format is designed for real workplaces and real life, offering prompts, exercises, and reflections that help readers identify energy drains, build personal resilience, and contribute to healthier team dynamics. It speaks to common challenges such as stress, disengagement, conflict, and change fatigue, and it frames positivity as a discipline, not a mood. Whether you are leading an organization, managing a small team, coaching others, or simply trying to bring a better attitude to your work and home, the book aims to provide a structured way to create momentum, strengthen commitment, and keep people focused on what they can control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, taking responsibility for your energy and attitude. A foundational theme of the field guide is that energy is a choice expressed through repeated actions. The book emphasizes moving away from blame and toward ownership, especially when circumstances are frustrating or unfair. Readers are encouraged to notice the situations and people that trigger negative reactions and to separate what they can control from what they cannot. In practice, this means building awareness of internal self-talk, stress patterns, and the small daily decisions that shape mood and performance. The guide typically frames attitude as something that can be trained, much like a skill, through intention and consistency. For leaders, this becomes a credibility issue. Teams watch how leaders respond to pressure, uncertainty, and setbacks. For individuals, it becomes a leverage point. Even when you cannot change the external situation, you can change the way you show up and the next constructive step you take. The value of this topic is its practicality. By focusing on responsibility, the reader gains a clear starting point for improvement, adjust routines, manage inputs, and choose responses that raise energy rather than spread frustration. Secondly, diffusing energy vampires and reducing negativity. The field guide explores how negativity spreads through teams and families and how it can quietly become a norm. It addresses the idea of energy vampires, people, or patterns that drain motivation, attention, and optimism. Importantly, the concept is not only about other people, it also includes habits such as chronic complaining, rumination, cynicism, and unproductive venting. The book encourages readers to recognize early signs of negativity and to respond with strategies that protect their mindset and the group climate. This can include setting boundaries, redirecting conversations toward solutions, and limiting exposure to environments that reinforce pessimism. For leaders, the topic often becomes a culture conversation: what behaviors are tolerated, what gets rewarded, and how to address persistent negativity without shaming or escalating conflict. The guide supports the idea that teams can be both honest and constructive, allowing real concerns while refusing to linger in helplessness. The benefit to readers is a clearer approach for managing interpersonal dynamics, preserving focus, and keeping emotional contagion from undermining productivity, customer service, and collaboration. Thirdly, creating a vision and practicing positive focus under pressure. Another major topic is the role of vision in fueling energy. The field guide encourages readers to define what they are moving toward, not just what they are trying to avoid. A compelling vision creates meaning, and meaning increases persistence during difficult stretches. This topic highlights practical ways to keep attention on priorities when distractions, setbacks, and competing demands pile up. The book tends to translate vision into daily focus, clarifying goals, aligning tasks with values, and using reminders that keep people pointed in the same direction. Positive focus is not presented as denial. Instead, it is portrayed as disciplined attention to solutions, learning, and progress. For individuals, the guide supports building routines that strengthen focus, such as morning intention setting, reviewing wins, and breaking larger goals into small, doable actions. For teams, it points to shared language and consistent reinforcement so the vision becomes part of meetings, feedback, and decision-making. Readers benefit by gaining structure for maintaining motivation, reducing overwhelm, and staying constructive even when circumstances are uncertain or demanding. Fourthly, building a supportive team culture through trust and communication. The field guide underscores that sustained positive energy is rarely a solo achievement. It is supported by relationships, trust, and habits of communication that make people feel safe and valued. This topic explores how leaders and peers can create an environment where encouragement is normal, where feedback is delivered with respect, and where conflict is handled without damaging the relationship. The emphasis is on everyday behaviors that shape culture: how meetings begin, how wins are recognized, how problems are discussed, and how people respond when someone makes a mistake. The guide encourages readers to be intentional about appreciation and to notice contributions that might otherwise be invisible. It also stresses the importance of listening, asking better questions, and assuming positive intent, especially during tense interactions. In a work setting, these behaviors can reduce friction and help teams move faster because less energy is wasted on defensiveness and misunderstanding. For readers, the practical takeaway is that culture is not a slogan. It is what people repeatedly do. Improving communication patterns and trust can raise engagement, increase cooperation, and make challenges feel shared rather than isolating. Lastly, sustaining energy with purposeful habits and consistent leadership, a final key topic is sustainability. Initial enthusiasm can fade, so the field guide emphasizes building systems that keep energy high over time. This includes personal habits that support mental and physical resilience, along with leadership practices that keep teams aligned and motivated. The book encourages readers to identify the routines that consistently raise their energy, such as exercise, sleep, reflection, and time with supportive people, and to treat these as non-negotiables rather than optional extras. On the leadership side, it highlights consistency, reinforcing values, celebrating progress, and addressing issues early before they become cultural defaults. The guide also points toward persistence and courage, reminding readers that staying positive is most valuable when it is hardest. Rather than relying on inspirational moments, the focus is on repeatable practices, check-ins, goal tracking, recognition, and habits of gratitude and service. Readers gain a playbook mindset where energy is managed proactively through routines and standards. The benefit is long-term, less burnout, steadier performance, and a greater ability to navigate change without losing the sense of purpose and connection that sustains high-functioning teams. In conclusion, the Energy Bus Field Guide is best for readers who want actionable tools to improve attitude, teamwork, and resilience. Managers building culture, coaches and trainers designing workshops, educators leading groups, and individuals who sense that negativity or stress is limiting their impact. It can benefit a reader's life by turning the abstract idea of positivity into a repeatable practice. By focusing on responsibility, focus, communication, and habit building, the book helps people shift from reactive patterns to intentional responses, which can improve relationships, reduce emotional drain, and raise day-to-day performance. It is also useful for creating a shared language inside teams, making it easier to address toxic dynamics without personal attacks and to keep conversations centered on solutions. Compared to many similar motivation or leadership books, the Field Guide approach stands out because it is designed for implementation rather than inspiration alone. It is structured to support reflection and action, making it easier to apply concepts in meetings, coaching sessions, and personal routines. For buyers who appreciate practical exercises and a framework they can revisit, this book offers strong value and durable usefulness. If you would like to support John Gordon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.